We are back from recess, and we're with Terry Billings. And Terry works with Barbara Boley, an individual who has served this county in the past and other counties as well. And she's here to introduce herself and make a couple of comments. Terry?
Hi.
By, for your information, we broadcast live over the internet, and we're also recording.
Okay. My name is Terry Billings, and I'm here to introduce myself in person so that you can put a face with a name. I work with Barbara Boley for BLB and Associates. We do grant writing and administrating. She's out of state now, but she basically has been in state for, as you said, so many years that she knows the ins and outs of everything, and I actually am Webster County, so I'm fairly local for any needs that you might have. I'm basically just here to let you know that we're available if you need any grant work done. If there's anything or needs that you need us to look into, we're glad to do that for you. There's no cost for that. So if you have any, I should say interest, but it's more needs for the county that you're curious on and that you would like some more information, we can check out the funding opportunities and definitely get the information to you if you'd like. So if you had any at this time, I can take notes and then we can start on that.
I'm curious, mm-hmm. Could you give us an understanding right now maybe of some of the areas that you're helping other counties?
We do a lot with water and sewer. Right now up in Barnett County, we're actually working towards putting in a new well, water tower, and new lines for the small community because it's a major need. We've already done the sewer there. We've also done, I don't know if you know the area, but Brush Creek up towards St. Louis, that huge pipe, well, it was the huge water lines that were put in, but it's like a huge area. It was one of the bigger projects that we've accomplished. I think it was around $3 million. Basically, with
but
CDBG
that's
funds.
That's not water, is it? That was sewer. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. That was sewer. I'm sorry. That was also like 5 years ago. That was sewer. But water and sewer are the main ones that tend to be the massive needs. And with CDBG, that's where the most funding comes from. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of those. We've also done community centers, senior centers, sheltered workshops. There's also available funding for demolition. It just basically is finding the right route that you want to take with it. But we have projects going multiple places. We've finished a couple of them, so we've got more starting this coming fall. We've got another community that's also going in with water lines up near Pacific Missouri and Gray Summit. And we're doing, we're taking out the water treatment that they had and putting in the proper lines and such so that they don't need that anymore.
And that's covered through a grant?
There's grants for that you have to usually do a match fund, but there's the grant money that's provided by CDBG, and then we tend to pull from USDA. Rural Development has a lot of funding loans that are available to match when you put all the money together, and you can get the projects going with no problem.
I know that right now our county sewer district is looking at a number of lines that are deficient.
Okay.
That need to be replaced. They have a funding source through a county sales tax for capital improvements. And so what you're telling me is potentially or possibly that there are dollars out there that we could utilize some of our sales tax as a match to acquire to help with those projects?
Yes, it's possible. We have to look into how much you have as a match, but usually if it's a decent amount, depending on the, because they like to work with the CDBG when they do like provide the grants, it's for either districts or cities. It's not it's counties, I should say. They do counties or districts, not cities per se. Mm-hmm. So that's the best way to go about it if you're going to get one, is to actually have a sewer district in place that you're looking to get the funding for. Is it just the sewer district of Taney County?
Taney County Regional Sewer District, I think, is the legal title.
And then it's just deficient lines, so you're trying to get those replaced?
There are a number of projects that they're working on, but that's one of them, called remediation, and I'm not sure what else that's called.
Okay.
But I will direct you after this, if you have a few minutes, down to their office, and you can at least say hello and introduce yourself. And
okay, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Is that the only one that you can think of that would be a need right now? There's multiple, as you said, with besides the deficient lines. And the funding, the only funding you have in place for that is the state taxes.
We've passed a special sales tax in Taylor
County.
Oh,
sales tax, I'm sorry, yes.
For clean water purposes, for sewer issues and purposes, that's a county sales tax.
Okay.
And the commission years ago created a sewer district to utilize as a tool or a mechanism, if you will, to mm-hmm. build different sewer systems.
And maintain that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
We're also going to be looking at, we've had a number of requests at mm-hmm. least. Within our county, we have three public water systems
mm-hmm.
that, while they cover a fairly large area when they're added together, they don't nearly cover the entire part of Taney County. So there are a number of people in rural areas that don't have access to any public water.
Right.
So we're beginning looking at, hopefully,
extending
and talking about what we might do, how we might assist. While they're called county water districts, the county commission doesn't have an authority over them, nor does the county. They're a separate, autonomous political subdivision. But that doesn't mean that there can't be new districts created. And mm-hmm. we're going to work with some of those people at least to see what the possibility is of doing that, whether or not the residents want to do that. But that might be
right.
That certainly might be an area that...
Yes, because... when you get the right funding together, the project actually can happen a lot quicker and be completed in a timely frame because they have to be. Okay.
When you talk to Barbara, would you tell her I said hello?
I will, absolutely. She says hello. She told me before I came here to tell you that she said hello. She said I worked with him years ago. So...
questions, Brandon?
Okay. You have my card, so if you need information, would you like Barbara's number? I don't have her cards on me.
We'll get it when we're not on the air.
That works. Yeah, good
that way everybody won't have it. Well, we appreciate you coming in. Is there anything else you need to ask of us? Appreciate
no,
the introduction.
It was really just to say hello and see if there was anything that we could help you with, because that's what this is really about.
We have a young lady I'll also direct you to that is overseeing the management of our grants now. We've just done that this year, so we're trying to compile all those mm-hmm. to where we can make sure that we're compliant with all the federal state laws that we need to be. And
okay.
Should be someone good for you to touch base with as well.
That sounds absolutely fine. Wonderful.
And we're waiting on...
the email just says scheduled to meet with you Monday morning at 10, so for the 911 board.
We'll stand in recess for just a few minutes.